From Airwolf, Magnum PI, and Saint Elsewhere, Native Voices and Days of Our Lives, this is Jean Brew Scott congratulating you on your excellent taste for choosing this station and podcast.
Bursting in without so much as a by your leave. I don't know. I know, Nikki, you want your jingle being played. Well, listen, Holly hasn't got a jingle. Neither has Rachel. You know, Joy Knight last week said they should be on me about their jingle, so just hold fire. We'll get Nikki Wells' jingle out beforehand. Anyway, life continues. Moving on, Cameron, would you like to congratulate Nikki on the fact that you're very excited that MapleStar Music and Media would like to proudly congratulate Nikki Wells on doing something magical with her life?
Yes, I would like to congratulate Nikki because she has been nominated for 2 awards for Sophie. Cover of Sophie's Turn has been nominated by eFestivals for Best Cover Art, and Sophie has, I think it was Best Character, isn't it?
Best Heroine, that's right.
Best Heroine,
as in
yes.
Leading Lady, okay. not the other side.
Yes.
Look, you do rock and roll, you don't do drugs as well.
The arm, really.
Yeah, yes. Please. It's not going to work in any way, shape, or form. That's
yes.
important.
Yeah.
Of course, astonishingly, even though Gabriella Peralta, the girl from Gibraltar, has arrived, yay! She's had to get a chair. She's got to get her own headphones sorted out. Honestly, you know, there are times where Gabriella will be putting a rider on her contract, and, you know, it's a case of, look, you know, please, you need the full sort of setup. Anyway, how are you, Gabriella?
I'm all right, thank you.
Better than all right. It's that kind of time of the day where I think people are just thinking, oh, where do we go to from here? Still to come, of course, Anna Lewis and Michael King will be talking about Billy Fury, a little tour that he's actually got working on. Luke Corradine will be talking about his recent experience in the Cannes Film Festival. But just to celebrate the joy of dedicating something to Sergio Aguero and probably Martin De Michaelis and indeed Pablo Zabaleta, it's nice to see, Cameron, that you've decided to go Argentinian as opposed to that nice chap Yaya Toure, who clearly needed to have a bigger birthday cake to celebrate his birthday. Well, you know, it's understandable. There was an issue with respect to that that, you know, clearly led to what do we talk about in terms of birthday cakes. I bet our random selection. Nikki, do you know what I'm talking about with respect to Yaya Toure?
No.
Gabriella, do you know what I'm talking about with respect to?
No idea.
No. Rachel?
I can't say I do. Nope.
And Holly, just because I actually shared you the information. Yes, exactly. A footballer who was very upset that despite being on, I think, around about £200,000 or thereabouts per week, his directors didn't give him a bigger birthday cake. Well, it's understandable, you know, but there we are. Life continues. Meanwhile, the Argentinian thing keeps on going, and perhaps you'd like to share with us why you've gone for this particular number this evening. And I'm going to ask you to talk for a wee while, Cameron, because I'm still actually finding it in the system. So just off you go.
Okay. I'll try and do my best here because I don't have notes with me. Earlier this month, we were very proud to sign...
Found it!
Our first... I was speaking slowly, so it would work. We signed our first Argentine clients, Vane and Yuli Ruth. And they are country music artists from the country of Argentina, and they're just starting to kind of make some noise in the U.S. here. So we're expecting big things from them, and we'll have some music from them being released internationally very soon. So you're getting kind of a sneak peek here. This is Vane Ruth on Siren FM.
V-A-N-E, pronounced Vane. And How to Tell, translated as Como Dice Cello, or thereabouts.
Yeah,
great stuff. Well, I say great stuff, don't want to influence people. Gabriella Peralta, what did you make of Vane?
Yeah, I liked it. Very foreign sounding.
Mm-hmm. Very foreign sounding.
Very exotic.
Very exotic. Nikki?
I was reminded of Gloria Estefan doing some of her work in Spanish. It's nice, chill. You know, a glass of wine and kick back and relax, enjoy the music.
Appreciate that. Yeah, Miami Sound Machine and such like. Gloria Estefan, are you familiar with that artist, Rachel?
No, I'm not. No, it's nice to.
What a wonderful thing
to
discover. I'm not
that old.
I didn't mention age at all, Nikki.
I'm just I'm getting to that stage in my life where I'm preceding the next generation.
Viel Spaß haben. That's what you need to look for.
Absolutely.
Zusammen viel Spaß haben. That's a little German we just dropped in there, Cameron. Nothing to do with Argentina or indeed the Germans in Argentina at all. Sorry.
I have no idea what Vane is singing about. She could be singing Yaya Toure's A Wussy.
She could. Or she Tim Sherwood Give Me a Job. You know, that's a possibility. Give Tim Sherwood a job. It's a possibility.
Surely there's a Google auto translator that would help you. You know,
yes, there is.
How mundane! How frightful!
Also, how accurate is that? Exactly. It's not terribly accurate, but it will give you a gist.
It gives you an approximation. I've tried using it before. Confuses people.
Sorry, the Google's switching out on us now. Okay, I'm only, you know, we're losing it. What did you make of it, though, Rachel?
Yeah, I liked it. It was
good. Good, very good. And our lass from York, not Bjork. What did you make of it?
I agree with Nikki. Actually, I think it's definitely a song you listen to while having a glass of wine in the sun.
Is Uncle Douglas listening, Gabriella?
I'm not too sure.
Are your mum and parents listening in Gibraltar?
I just texted them to remind them, so I'm hoping that they...
They do realise that they can listen every Wednesday. I mean, obviously, it's great when you're here, but, you know, it's a standard thing. It's just a minor point. Well, I think it's thumbs up. So, well done. Marvellous stuff in that particular area. Nikki, any questions for Cameron?
Yeah, how's life over in Nashville?
It's nice. The weather has finally just turned gorgeous. We're in kind of the high 80s and a nice breeze, and it's perfect because it's a long weekend coming up. So,
woohoo! Allergies.
I think we'll be by the pool.
Allergies keeping at bay.
Pardon me.
Your allergies keeping at bay.
I thought she was saying Alice is good myself, actually, but no, it's allergies as in hay fever and such like.
It's grasses right now that are really bad, so as long as I don't roll around in the grass, I think I'm all right.
Well, that can be said about a lot of things, actually, Cameron. And as a maxim for life, not rolling around in the grass could possibly be taken as a useful prescription. Rachel, the last two questions for Cameron Tilbury are...
They are. Have you enjoyed talking with us today, Cameron?
I certainly have. It's been nice being with you guys and with Nikki again, too.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while. I'm back.
Yep.
Yeah, and can we look forward to talking to you again soon?
I'll be back next week.
Wonderful. Nobody can.
It was in the bottom of my bag.
All was lodged in there. Fortunately, she's not known as Potty Mouth Lewis. Otherwise, when we actually put her live on her, who knows what could have actually happened in that particular moment of time.
I know.
Whoa, where are we going? So, are you enjoying the sun in Jersey, Anna?
It's not sunny today. It's horrible, overcast, grey, drizzly, muggy, thundery, horrible.
Well, so just like York then. Oh, no. Sorry.
Oh, dear.
No, don't worry. All's well with the world, particularly as we're in Lincoln. Nikki, of course, you've got your mum over, haven't you?
Certainly have, all the way from Germany.
Oh, lovely.
It's very nice. I thought I'd put that in there as a special moment before we actually go to Billy Fury tribute and singer extraordinaire Michael King, who'll be joining us shortly. But Gabriella is with us. Now, Gabriella, is this almost your last show?
Yes,
no.
I think, I'm leaving soon. I just booked my move-in. This afternoon.
You spoke to your move-in?
No, I just booked it to all my stuff out.
You booked that. And when does that actually happen?
Well, it's going to happen in probably about end of May, early June.
End of May. Oh, so you
So I've got about a week.
About a week.
Yeah.
168 hours. It's that, you know, should they be worried? Because, I mean, we've got three fine folk here, Gabriella Peralta, Holly Parker and Rachel Warren, all of whom are kind of coming to the end of their third year at university, two doing English, of course, one doing journalism. Should they effectively sort of learn from yourself, Anna and Jason, to just say, it's not going to get any better than this. The rest of the life is going to be heck on earth.
Well, it is. I think you don't realise what an insurance policy being a student actually is. I know it sounds awful, but...
Should have told us that 3 years ago.
Harsh but fair. There we are, you know, the midweek drive, don't mess around.
Well, I'll be devil's advocate and I'll say rubbish, life starts after uni. So there. It's all on the app from now.
Yeah, of course, you know, there's always the correspondent scenario. So, as you know, Gabriella is our chief Gibraltarian correspondent. You can connect with us from that point of view. Clearly, Bury St Edmunds has been crying out for an official correspondent for years, and that's Rachel to be sorted on that basis. And, of course, York, well, it needs you, Holly. You know, that's the classic thing.
Someone does.
Yeah, very true. Of course, says the lady who's fielding off calls from Americans who basically want to actually book her sort of literature things while she's in the middle of a radio studio, young Holly Parker. And actually, the point is, Holly, you stay here, don't you? Because you're going to be doing a postgraduate setup here. So,
I certainly will be.
So it just shows that life does begin whenever you want it to. That's the important thing. Anyway, Anna, would you like to comment or say anything to the team as they're assembled here? So you've got a quartet of quality, feminine pulchritude writ large across the audio airwaves of 107.3 FM here on Siren FM as the time comes around to 17 minutes and 47 seconds past 5 o'clock.
Yes, now you asked me what the weather's like here, but I have to ask what the weather's like where you are.
Genius interviewing. Paxman, eat your heart out. This is what it's all about. What is the weather like? I'll repeat the question. What is the weather like?
Glorious, I'm afraid to report.
Oh, I'm so jealous. We have had the odd day, and we have a change of timetable in our bus service, which is like, you know, this is when things really spark up and you get loads of people trying to queue. But suddenly, if the sky, not many of Jersey's bus stops have these shelter things. So you get all these lovely tourists hovering around bus shelters wearing their Kiss Me Quick hats and shorts and things. And suddenly it's torrential rain. And of course, they're not prepared. They didn't bring a brolly. They're miles away from the Pound World shop. And they're stuck, basically.
Well, they're obviously not very experienced tourists on British islands, then.
No, they're not. I think they're optimists, really. And I think that's why now realists actually don't come here and they go to Spain instead of coming to Jersey, because the weather is not always guaranteed.
You know, anyway, we all know what happens if you leave your house without the towel.
Well, yeah.
Like a true German. I'm sorry, Nikki, but you just open yourself up to this, you know. You will put them on the deck chair before breakfast.
Oh, no. You didn't get my intertextual reference here. I'll leave you to stew about that one. but Anna Maria, console yourself with the fact that this is our summer. This is it. We have a week of summer and then it will rain.
Yes,
especially with, you know, certain big shows coming up on certain showgrounds in this area. It's bound to rain.
Holly is still brandishing her pen that she received from an on-location report at the Nottinghamshire County show with pride. There is, of course, a great Yorkshire show that's happening as well. And I do believe, actually, as indeed next week will demonstrate, we have Jane Pulling from the, I think it's a Lincolnshire Agriculture Society. Is that the show you're referring to? The Lincolnshire Agriculture?
Yeah, that would be the show.
Very significant. Very good. It's very important. Right, okay, moving on. Gabriella, have you got anything you'd like to add to Anna Lewis and life and the universe and such like from one small island correspondent to another?
Just how you been?
Incisive question there.
I think I spoke to you about Twickenham last week, didn't I?
You did.
I'm still recovering from the shock of seeing 125,000 people in a very small place. Because that's actually 25,000 more than our population in a very small place, much smaller than Jersey. And I'm still having nightmares about that. People in different kinds of costume, and some of them were dressed in like bandages covered in blood and things like that. So you weren't too sure whether they were genuinely injured or whether they were.
It's interesting you make that point, Anna, because on Saturday, one of our co-presenters, or I'll name her, Holly Parker, is going to Comic-Con in Nottingham, I believe.
London.
In London, of course, in London. And you're going in costume.
Yes.
And I think it's a sophisticated choice you've made. But
a little obscure.
Exactly. Sophisticated, albeit a little obscure. Would you like to share exactly what you'd be going as to this fabulous London Comic Con event?
I'm
going
to dress as the Dali painting the face of Mae West.
Oh, right. Oh, lovely. At least I've got a touch of artistry about it. I'm not joking. I think every single shop in England must have sold out of onesies, because that's what most people were wearing, that wretched rugby match, or onesies. And that there's no class in a onesie, but yeah, Salvador Dali and Mae West, yeah, thumbs up.
I totally don't get the point of onesies. I mean, they're just completely useless.
And they're just like baby grows.
They are, the man who invented the baby grow was a Jerseyman, actually. He'd been living here for centuries, but he made millions out of baby grows. And that's what they are, really. They're just baby grows with zips rather than poppers, that's all.
They're amazing. I'm just saying, because I own two.
I own a parrot one,
and I own a panda one. And I wear my panda onesie practically every single morning when I get out of bed. I make myself a cup of tea.
Yeah, but do you go out shopping with it or things like that?
No, I don't leave the house with it. It's just,
oh, there you go.
I was going to say, I've never seen you on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition wearing your panda onesie.
She's a parrot one. It's multicoloured, bright red. I've got the feathers going on, green. I've also got a tail and the, like,
oh,
at the top.
You? Is it detachable?
Well, yeah, it's great.
I've never seen Gabrielle Peralta get more passionate than when she's talking about onesies.
No, she's really come out, hasn't she? You'll have to enlighten me off air on the practicalities of
onesies. Rachel's looking a little bit worried, admittedly, but, you know, it's okay. It's okay.
I didn't get onesies until I bought one. And now once you go onesie, you never go back.
That's what my friend said. She got a rabbit one, and she was like, she was complaining, but she's like, I don't get onesies. She got one. She's like, nope. The best thing ever in life.
It's so comfortable. It's just, well, I don't
just
know what
to hope
about
no one ever buys me one. I'll probably never move out of it.
This must be some strange alien ploy for the subversion of the human race, I think.
Okay. Well, there we are. Last two questions for Anna Lewis, please. Holly.
Have you had fun talking to us today?
I have. You've cheered me up. Thank you.
I'm glad. And will we be able to talk to you again soon?
Exactly, you will.
Notes from a very small island can only mean it's time for our top Jersey correspondent, Anna Maria Lewis, on the Midweek Drive.
Which, that same old feeling. So I'm looking at BillyFury.com and I'm seeing it's back and on tour 2014. New songs, new costumes, new footage featuring the fabulous Michael King. And indeed, as the Beat magazine says, King captured fully the sounds, the gestures, the mannerisms, even the physical appearance of arguably Britain's greatest rock and roll singer. Yes, Nikki Wells, Britain's greatest rock and roll singer, Billy Fury. And we've got Michael King online now. Michael, how are you?
Good evening. How are you doing? Pleasure to be on with you.
And likewise. Now, Nikki, who I just alluded to there, is the author of the Rockstar Romance Trilogy. She claims she based it on John Bon Jovi. I will argue, without Billy Fury, no John Bon Jovi.
Well, no, exactly. There's no a lot of people without Fury. You've got to remember, Fury was... He was the first, really. I mean, they say Elvis came out slightly before. However, if I remember Fury's first album, The Sound of Fury, was the first ever album by a rock and roller to be written and performed by the same person, if you like. You know, so even the Beatles recorded other people's music in their first albums, didn't they? So Billy was a pioneer. He was a first.
Absolutely. And yeah. I have a sense, as we have three undergraduates, soon graduates-to-be in the office, that if I say the word Billy Fury, Rachel, does that mean anything to yourself?
Not much.
We'll put that right before too long. Yeah. Holly Parker, Billy Fury.
It does, but right now it's awful. Every time someone says Billy Fury, I think Billy Ocean.
No.
Sorry, I know I shouldn't.
Red light spells danger. You know, please, you know. When the going gets tough, the tough get Billy Fury. It's a different line. Don't get confused with that. Gabriella Peralta in Gibraltar.
No, never heard of him.
If you'd be kind enough to stay with us, Michael, a little blast of Billy Fury to actually put this together. It's only make-believe.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself I can't deceive. Believe.
think we've set the scene now. A bit of Billy Fury magic there. And indeed, the Billy Fury Years is the definitive Billy Fury stage show. So now do we all know who Billy Fury is? Was. Exists. Yes. Fine. Yes. Excellent. Nikki?
Well, you know, it's not quite my cup of tea as far as music goes, but it has a strange effect of making me nostalgic for an era that I didn't even experience. Yeah. I see, you know, sort of white suits and quiffs and big fat black horn-rimmed glasses and white cars with big, you know, tail fins and sort of proms and dancers. It's kind of really strange.
Is this right, Michael, or is Nikki actually just going off on mad hallucinatory vine?
I totally understand what Nikki... It's quite interesting, actually, because everything that Nikki's talking about there is all American. You know, she's talking about the white suits of Elvis and the horn-rimmed glasses, which was pretty much Buddy Holly. I know you had Hank Marvin and people like that, but what made Billy Fury that little bit special and different was the fact that he was our very own. He was British, and he was doing all that stuff, and he was in the top four biggest selling artists of the 60s, for instance, with the Beatles, Cliff and Elvis. The fact that he was our very own makes him very special and something that should be celebrated, you know, for a long time to come, if not forever.
Precisely. Last week, of course, you were in Ayr at the Gaiety Theatre.
We were. Yes. What a lovely place. Scotland is. We love going to Scotland.
At the Mechanics in Burnley on Friday the 30th of May and the Arts Centre Solihull on the 31st of May and then Darlington on the 2nd of June. Hurrah!
Darlington is good. Yeah.
I don't see Lincoln on this particular area, Michael. I think it's devastated. You know, South Shields, Dartford, you know. I don't even see Bury St Edmunds. I mean, I'm looking at that. I'm seeing Great Yarmouth, Croydon, Hereford, Bolton, Port Sunlight, Basildon, Cromer, Northampton.
We do get round eventually, obviously, but I have to save up my petrol these days.
Well, it's very true, exactly, because I mean those big cars they take a lot, you know.
Are they round York?
They do indeed.
Tragically, I'm not sure. Where do we get to in terms of Yorkshire? I think probably Darlington or Leeds, in fact.
We're up in the Theatre Royal in up in Leeds.
We have Wakefield.
Wakefield, that's the
yes.
One.
That's in Yorkshire.
Yeah. That's pretty Yorkshire-ish, isn't it?
Exactly.
That's pretty Yorkshire.
Yeah, you've got to bear in mind that obviously when you've got a lass from York, she might sort of say Wakefield. Ooh, I don't know about that, but still. You can go, obviously, to billyfury.com to find a whole range of other factors. Rachel, any questions for Michael in his incarnation of Billy Fury in the Billy Fury years?
Where are you headed to next with your Billy Fury tour?
That would be Burnley, actually.
Burnley.
Friday the 30th of May. Sorry. Yeah, it's just, sometimes Rachel asks a question we've already answered.
I'm sorry.
It's genius, you know.
I want a blast of song, please.
Go on,
blow us away.
Well, I don't know whether he does this over the phone. You know,
I mean, he does.
His agent might charge extra and all sorts of things.
Well, this is it. You know, I mean, it's also expensive.
If I kind of attempt to lead in as a sort of semi duet here, do you think this is?
What are you going to sing too?
I'm just going to give a little line. And let's
go on.
Halfway to paradise.
So near, yet so far away.
Woo!
There you go. That of course was probably his most famous song. However, his highest selling song was a song called Jealousy, which is something completely different, but so many memorable songs, of course.
Absolutely.
Brilliant. I think you've just found a willing volunteer.
The German just cannot be taken out of the studio.
I know, it's been a long day. You found a willing volunteer for an understudy if you ever need one.
Hey, there could be a duo in the making here. It could be the start of something.
Something beautiful.
You know, they don't call him the king for nothing, Michael, is. You know, it's just critical for that. It's just been fantastic. Just touch you both with a good self. Lovely to speak with you. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat, Michael? Has it been okay for you?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, I could stay in here all night. I'm enjoying myself.
Well, we'd love to have you back. I'm going to say that other question. Can we look forward to connecting with you again as the tour proceeds across the land?
Please do, yeah. It's great. We're up and down the country, billyfuryuk.com, and, you know, we'll be there looking after Billy's memory to the best we can.
A round of applause for Michael King, please. And he will return. So will Billy Fury.
I don't want to be the one to say I'm gonna miss you, but I will, I will.
I don't wanna say I'm gonna cry my eyes out, baby.